It's Monday, the 8th of December, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Government Institutions Pension Fund has announced that its 31 million Namibia dollar investment in Nambob is paying off, with the company returning to profitability and recording an 8% net profit. In the 2024-25 financial year, Nambob now has 13 branches, supports local suppliers, and has created over 50 jobs. GIPF's CEO, Martin Nkumbi.
GIPF is just highlighting one of the project that it has invested through its unlisted investments, this time through EOS Capital, where the fund has made investment in Nambob, which is a funeral undertaker, a Namibian business that has been growing and providing services to Namibians, but also generating return for the fund.
Trustco Group Holdings has dismissed an attempted board takeover by the Risk of Its Value Fund, calling it legally invalid and non-compliant with governance rules. The six proposed directors refused mandatory vetting, automatically disqualifying them. Trustco Group Holdings Deputy CEO Quinton van Rooyen Jr. has the details.
In terms of the Local Companies Act, any shareholder can call a requisition meeting and propose changes to the board, but that shareholder will then at a minimum at least have to go through the compliance processes and the statute processes and follow the due process. Unfortunately, Mr. Riskovich, which owns roughly around 32 or 34% of Trustco, tried to bypass a lot of those processes and make changes on the board, and that process has fell flat on its face and unfortunately will not proceed.
The Economic Community of West African States has ordered the deployment of troops from Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast and Ghana to Benin after yesterday's attempted coup, which led to 13 soldiers being arrested. The move aims to preserve constitutional order and territorial integrity. The African Union reiterated its zero-tolerance position on unconstitutional changes of government. South Africa's FNB Bureau for Economic Research Confidence Index rose 43 in quarter four of 2025, a joint 10-year high, up from 35 last quarter. Economist Sipamandla Mkwanazi says gains were led by hardware retailers, architects and residential builders. Mkwanazi said that while optimism for next year exists, over half of respondents remain dissatisfied with current conditions.
The informal building sector of the economy is doing relatively well. Looking ahead, we see that, you know, work among architects, now those get involved at an early stage of a building project, that sentiment increased in the fourth quarter. And this gives us a reason to expect that there will be some activity growth in the near future.
Moving abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump says it's clear his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, is not ready to sign off on the peace proposal. This comes after talks between the two countries' negotiators in Miami over the weekend ended with unresolved questions over security guarantees and territorial issues. Trump says the proposal will bring peace to Ukraine and Russia.
I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. His people love it. Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but not sure that Zelensky is fine with it.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.